Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Chicago Public School officials are considering a plan to reopen school buildings to some special education students, as we hear from WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper.
Chicago Public School students have started the school year learning at home in this age of COVID-19. That doesn't work well for some special education students who, in some cases, need to be evaluated or undergo special tests or physical therapy. So the district is talking about possibly allowing those students to return to buildings for special services, which could open the door to other students down the road. The Chicago Teachers Union says it understands that virtual therapy is difficult, but it has health concerns when it comes to bringing kids into buildings. CPS has said that it will reopen school buildings for some in-person learning in November if health officials determine it's a safe move. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An animal rescue group is hoping to prevent the deportation of more than a dozen French bulldogs found in unsanitary conditions at O'Hare.
The dogs being cared for by Chicago French Bulldog Rescue arrived from Jordan late last month and were left in a cargo warehouse at the airport without food or water. One died. They were transported without medical documents, so they were not released to the new owners. Mary Shefke, who heads the rescue, says they're asking for amnesty for the dogs. They've been isolated and are healthy, she said. She says the CDC is seeking a court order to send the dogs back on Royal Jordanian Airlines, which she accuses of neglecting them in the first place. She's hoping to pressure the CDC to let the dogs stay. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
200 additional Chicago police officers are being assigned to a community initiative aimed at preventing crime in certain parts of the city. Police Superintendent David Brown says 2020 is an unprecedented and challenging year for the department.
No one anticipated the George Floyd murder being caught on videotape, causing the type of unrest we've seen. So that changed the circumstances on the ground such that we have to really relook at, reimagine how we deploy resources in this city.
Brown also pointed to COVID-19 as putting his officers under more pressure than ever before. Indiana is reportedly planning to borrow $400 million from the federal government to pay unemployment benefits. The Northwest Indiana Times reports continuing debt could raise business unemployment costs by $21 per employee next year. The state said it has paid out entire $1.2 billion unemployment fund and has added nearly $4 billion in federal funds. Nearly 20% of Indiana residents have received unemployment benefits. The city of Chicago is adding designated bus lanes to two of the CTA's busiest bus routes. The 24-hour lanes will be on 79th from Western to Cicero and on Chicago from Ashland to Laramie. The city says the move is a further effort to prevent crowding on the streets, as well as to allow social distancing for passengers. The new lanes are expected to be marked within the next few weeks. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information concerning the murder of a woman whose body was found in South Suburban Harvey earlier this month. Anthony Reed says his daughter, Ryan Channel, was going to pick up her 10-year-old daughter in Hazelcrest, but never returned. Anthony Reed tells CBS2.
And that's one of the things I usually always do, ask her, you know, if you're going somewhere, at least let me know where you're going. But this particular day, I did not even ask her. And when she left at 9 o'clock, that's the last time we've seen her.
Investigators are trying to determine how the 30-year-old's body ended up on the side of the road near some abandoned apartments at 154th and Hoyne. A St. Charles man is heading to prison for hitting a police officer in the face while being served with an arrest warrant.
63-year-old Eric Erickson was sentenced to 4 years in prison after being found guilty by a jury of aggravated battery. Prosecutors said that on the evening of April 30, 2019, St. Charles police attempted to serve Erickson with a warrant for violating an earlier court order. Erickson ran out the door and hid behind a shed in the backyard. An officer walked toward Erickson and ordered him to surrender. Erickson struck the officer, who tackled him to the ground, and he continued to resist before being subdued. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.